body to body, back on the air. And firefighter too long.
Ventura came to Joe Sensor's in Bloomington for a remote broadcast on KFAN, a radio station he worked at before equal time concerns took him off the air in July. He had no trouble switching gears from a serious transition meeting with Governor Carlson to hosting his talk radio show.
The bottom line was there was more wasted votes than there were. What are their kind of votes then? If mine was a wasted vote, what is theirs? Anyone got an idea? A losing vote. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, joining me now, a friend.
Ventura was in his element, chatting with Blitz Saunders and Glenn Taylor of the Timberwolves, talking politics with callers, and negotiating interview times with the media mob during commercial breaks while he signed autographs for the crowd. And along with the cheeseburgers, the crowd ate it up. In Minnesota, what this voter had to say shows just how excited some people are about Governor Ventura.
At one point yesterday afternoon, I had to hurry up and finish up a job so I could get out and vote, and it was almost like missing the opening of deer hunting for me. You know, I wasn't going to miss a chance to vote.
Excuse another lunchtime pun, but the people in the crowd seemed hungry. Hungry for a politician who excites and energizes them. These three friends, middle-aged attorneys who described themselves as somewhat sophisticated political observers, said they came to the celebration at Joe Sensor's because they are a part of history.
I got people that had never voted before, and I grabbed them and dragged them to the polls. They said, you have to vote for Jesse. You need to vote for Jesse. And I feel like this is a moment I need to participate in to have a good sense about, you know, what I did.
So are you usually excited about cancer?
No, I'm always pretty disappointed. I mean, I usually vote for somebody that loses. This is the first time I voted for somebody that won. Very cynical and disappointed in the process until right now.
So is this good or bad, the way you feel now?
Very good. It's a great day. It's a great day for me, and it's a great day for Minnesota.
It's going to be exciting to see the changes he's going to be able to make, and I feel like we can all be a part of it if we want to, because he's so candid and so real.
He's the only person that can reach a consensus. I've talked to people who are very conservative Republicans. I'm a fairly liberal kind of Democrat, and we could agree on Jesse, and I've never seen anything like that.
In his first day back on the air in 3 months, Ventura took on some of the traditional topics with gusto, like taxes and players' salaries, and he lustily attacked a host at a rival station for supposedly being a hypocrite. But Ventura was careful not to alienate his potential rivals in the legislature. They'll try to work with him, he said, because they want to do what's right for the people. Ventura's producer asked him off-air when he'd be returning to the talk show. The governor-elect said he needs a few days off to catch up on lost sleep. He said he'd be too busy to pull the on-air shift once he's inaugurated. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.